Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I just want to say thank you so much for listening, and thank you for the support, and thank you for all your emails. I'm getting so many emails from all of you, and I love the questions. I love the suggestions. So just welcome to the show. Today, we have a fabulous guest, Carolyn Cooper. But before I talk about Carolyn Cooper, let me just open up to my listeners and my new listeners as well. You're probably wondering what the hell is Reality Spirituality? Well, this show is a show that that dissects our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to discover why we're not as happy as we could be. And this happiness that I'm talking about is not an external happiness. It's an internal contentment, an internal peace, an internal way of being. And there, believe it or not, we can shift our vibrations, we can change our vibrations, we can open up our vibrations, and we can actually choose to just expand our knowledge and expand our life so that we can be happy in every waking moment, believe it or not. Regardless of our external circumstances, this happiness is an internal thing. And that's what we do on this show. And today we have our guest, Carolyn Cooper. And Carolyn is an energy healing practitioner. She's a certified professional coach, trainer, teacher, and author of the anticipated book, Simply Healed. She's the founder of Carolyn Cooper International, an expanding business and training corporation, and she teaches leading-edge intuitive and vibrational modalities. That's what this Reality Spirituality is about. And these effective methods accelerate healing wounds of the past and present, and she teaches her clients how to claim more joy and more peace in her life. You know what else? It's interesting how the universe connects you and me and all of us to the people, the places, the circumstances that we all need just because everything is in order in this universe. Everything is in order. And one of the things Carolyn says is when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And here we are, and Carolyn Cooper is going to teach us and just share with us her methods of healing. Welcome, Carolyn Cooper. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you, Rebecca. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes. I was on your website a few days ago, and actually yesterday and before. And her website, everyone, is CarolynCooper.com. I'll spell it Carolyn Cooper, Cooper.com. And she's really an interesting woman with so many skills and so many talents. But can we get a little personal before we go into all of your talents? And how did all of this begin? How did you come to be an energy healer?
Good question. you know, I think it was just a natural evolution for me. I don't have like a big defining point in my life where something broke down or I had some big challenge and I had to turn to energy healing, you know, like a lot of stories that I hear that are very inspiring from people, other people, how they got into energy healing. I was raised, my dad was a chiropractor, so I was always very open to, you know, I hate to call it alternative medicine, because in my world, that's medicine and the other things are more alternative for me, but you know, I was always open to things, more natural ways of healing, and I understood from my dad that our thoughts play such a role in the way our body thrives or doesn't thrive, and I've just always been a voracious learner, so I would always read everything I could get my hands on and pay attention and observe things. I've always been fascinated with the human body and how it's just such a beautiful machine, and it, you know, just taking care of it, the different, you know, exercise, nutrition, positive thinking, clearing the energy, all of those things, just I'm just fascinated with that whole subject. And yes, many, many years ago, I met a woman who taught me a lot of things about how the energy works and how you can actually move it and clean it up. And I started working on people probably about 17, 18 years ago. I started doing some energy work on friends and family. And, you know, they would say, well, I'm having a challenge with this. And I could do a little muscle testing and, oh, yeah, you've got a block on that. It's a block that's been there since childhood. A lot of times we just get misperceptions or, you know, false beliefs about ourselves, and then it becomes kind of lodged in our subconscious mind, and we believe that, and then that triggers us. And yeah, I just started working on people, and they said, wow, you should do this for a living. And I thought, oh, that's weird. I don't know anybody who does it for a living, because that was, you know, a while back. And there were people, but not like there are now. And so, yeah, it was just a natural progression. I did start doing it as you know, people would come and pay me, and I would have sessions with them. And then people started saying, can you teach me this? And I'd say, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can teach it or not. Is it a special gift for me, or can I teach the mechanics of it to anybody, and can anyone learn it? And I had an experience one night where I felt like I was really told, you know, you should be teaching this, and from, you know, someone higher than me. And so I can go into details of that if you want. But anyway, and so I set up some classes I've been teaching ever since.
Let me just go back to a couple of the points that you made, which I love. Number one, I love the fact that you said alternative medicine, and that the medical community is the alternative. I love that, and you're absolutely right, because it just feels like a fit. I grew up, my father went to chiropractors, and so I'm very open to it and love chiropractors. And so when you said you started with a few of your friends, what exactly did you do? Did you put your hands on them, and what did you exactly do to them?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think I've ever been asked that. The way I do work is more, I see it and feel it. So for me, I don't do hands-on. In fact, I don't take private clients anymore. I have a lot of practitioners trained, and so that's who I send them to. I just run my company. But most of my clients were over the phone or over Skype, because I have clients around the world. So it's very intuitive, and I don't have to have them in person. But when I first started out, to answer your question, yes, they come over to my office, and basically they sit, I sit, and it's more of a conversational kind of thing. It's not like they're on a massage table and I'm touching them or anything. It's more of a conversation. Oh. And I always start out by saying, well, tell me a little bit about yourself if it's someone I don't know. And then I'll say, what is your intention for the session? And with Simply Healed, with what I do, you can cover so many things in such a short amount of time because the energy moves so quickly and we don't have to delve into every little detail. It's kind of like when you've got a little weed and you go to pull the weed and it's got this big old honking root on the end of it. It's like that.
Yes,
yeah. May say,
yes.
So when I say, what's your intention for the session? And throw as much in the pot as you want to, because, you know, we'll get to all of it. And so someone, for example, may say, well, I'm really having trouble attracting the right relationship for me. And, oh, also, I'm thinking of switching careers, and I have some fears money-wise about that. Oh, and I've been having trouble with my right foot keeps bothering me. You know, I'll just let them list anything, any challenges or worries or anything that they're having. And then I muscle test and see, okay, for them, where does the energy want to go first? I always follow the energy rather than, like, I can get ideas that pop in my head all over the place that are like, oh, well, I know what to do for that. We got to do this, 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 this. But I don't do that. I always follow where their energy leads me because everyone's spirit, everyone's energy has a highest priority of importance, which means as long as I follow where that energy wants to go first, how it wants to unwind specifically for that person, it's able to do it in a much more graceful way for them. So, it's kind of hard to explain. That's earlier when I said when people started asking me, can you teach me what you do? And I put it off for about a year. I was like, I don't know if I can teach this. It's so much in my head. I don't even know if I have mortal words to explain some of the stuff I do.
Yeah, I love that. No, it's interesting because, yeah, our words are limiting, aren't they?
Yeah.
they really are. But that's all we have right now. But you know, so you said you were talking about the energy. So when you're having this conversation with a person, and so you say, then would you tell them to move in a certain way, or I mean, how does this work?
Yeah, how does it? A lot of it works by intention, by trusting.
Oh,
and I just
okay.
always call myself the cleaning lady. I'm like, I'm not necessarily changing things for them. I am just seeing where the blocks are and going in and moving the blocks. And people will often ask, what does that mean, moving the blocks? I don't know. That's part of the stuff that I can't explain. But I do have, I call it an integration, like a movement, you know, that I do to move the energy.
And that's, okay.
Yeah, I have like an intensive course that it's a 4-day course that I teach people all the background behind that and the foundation and how, you know, what I do and how they can do it. And, yeah.
It sounds like a class I would love to take. It's so interesting. There's so many tools. We have so many tools at the University of for this life. I'm just loving it. I was listening to one of your short clips on your website. You have a radio show, In the Flow, which I love. In the Flow for my listeners, the new listeners, basically, you know, this life, we were intended just to flow through the life. We were intended to experience the life and, quite frankly, not resist what is, and that's why I love the title, In the Flow. You were talking about In the Flow, you were talking about weight gain, and you were saying that, that there is a way to lose weight just by shifting your energy, am I right?
Yes. Yeah, so many of us get blocks about, for example, when I do, when I help someone with weight loss, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, okay, what are the false beliefs? What are their misperceptions? And oftentimes it will be things like, especially for women, it's not safe. It's not safe for me to be at my ideal weight. Like, as you know, weight is a protection for so many people. And some at some point in their life, something has happened to them that's made them feel like, ooh, I need to put some boundaries between me and other people. And so they'll subconsciously, that's you know, we run on our subconscious brain, and we may not even be aware of a lot of the things that are in there. So, you know, they'll kind of start putting on the pounds to get that distance between them and other people, or to be, you know, as a protection. Or I do a lot of ancestral work in what I do, and I always find ancestral, generational, I use those words interchangeably, but a lot of times it's tendencies, fears, phobias that we've inherited through the DNA. And that, you know, back in the day, it was great to have a plump wife because that was a sign of wealth and that you were doing really well, and the peasants were very thin. And so, you know, a lot of times when I'm working on people with weight, we'll find generational stuff that goes way back in their ancestry about, you know, it's not okay for me to be thin. Or it's fascinating what you find. So once you start clearing those up, then the subconscious isn't fighting. You're not fighting against your subconscious, because you can yo-yo diet. You know, you can lose weight, and as long as you've still got that thing in your subconscious saying, I'm not worthy to be thin, I'm not, it's not safe for me, you know, whatever it happens to be, it's really hard to keep the weight off. It's hard to maintain that weight loss. So you get rid of those, you know, nasty little gremlins in the head, or those false beliefs in the subconscious, clean those up and plug in new affirmations that are, I'm worthy, I'm deserving of a completely healthy body, I'm comfortable in my skin, it's safe for me to be at my ideal weight, all of those things. And then all the parts and pieces of your body are working together for the same goal rather than fighting against each other.
You know, that's so, this is really fascinating conversation. You know, you're talking about ancestral issues, and I believe too that we, of course, energy never dies, and our energy doesn't die. And so we've been here, this is my opinion, I believe this, we've been here more than this lifetime. And so you're talking about issues that that we were in a different lifetime or different lifetimes. And so that, and especially applying it to weight, so we can apply that to anything, correct? We can apply that to our thinking about money or self-worth or any issues. It doesn't just have to be weight, right?
Yes, things like that. In my work, it's more like the ancestral DNA that we're actually cleaning up from the family tree. So it doesn't clear it just for that person, but from anyone else that may be carrying that same thread of that particular issue, whether it's, you know, addiction or problems with relationships or abuse or financial issues. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. I have a really good question. This is from our chat room. We opened up our chat room. What are some of the male issues that you have found in your teachings and in your healing? What are the majority of the males have their issues with?
Okay, like that they want cleaned up. Generally, well, I guess I hate to generalize any people, but when I work on a lot of business things for men, and feeling confident to be a provider, that's always a big one for people, for men. Money issues and relationship issues, I think, would be the two main things that men come for. Of course, everybody's everybody's always got extra things, feeling worthy of, you know, maybe growing up. Well, this seems to always be connected with not always, a lot of times connected with the financial, the provider, the, you know, those kind of issues, is I am worthy and deserving of success in all areas of my life. Like sometimes it's not quite, you know, they'll have success in a couple places, but then a couple of the spokes of the wheel are just not working for them. And I'm worthy and deserving of my mother's time, attention, and love, of my father's time, attention, and love. A lot of times it will, you know, I'll check back, I'll do what I call a timeline and check back and see, okay, what was going on in childhood? What were some of the messages or misperceived messages that they got that they're thinking are a truth for them that's keeping them tethered, keeping them from being all they can be and, you know, going for it.
Yeah.
Going
yeah,
for
right.
it, I mean, success.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we have a couple of callers, and I would like to say before I open up the call line, if you are, you know, in the queue and you want to speak with Carolyn, please have a really not interesting question, but have a question ready, because we have a lot of callers, and so a question ready with a little bit of background, and then we can just go in there. I can have as many people on the line as possible. So I'm going to go to the first caller. And welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your name?
Hi, it's Kathy. Good morning.
Hi, Kathy. Good morning. Welcome to
Hi,
the
Carolyn.
Show.
Hi, Kathy.
I was on your website. It looks very interesting.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Kathy, do you have a question for Carolyn?
I do.
Perfect. What is
great.
You?
I feel like I have a lot of blocks, and I keep hearing that something happened when I was 3 years old, but there is no way I can figure it out.
Oh, okay. Do you mind if I just check
Not
in?
Not at all.
No? Oh, okay. All right. And so all I'm doing, I'm just doing a little muscle testing, and I'm just, you know, my library in my head that kind of, boom, opens up when I start working on someone.
Okay.
I'm just seeing what's in there. Okay. Yeah, and are you aware that you don't need to consciously remember? It does feel like there's a little block, something there at 3 years old. Oftentimes things in our childhood, it doesn't necessarily mean it was anything hugely traumatic. It might just be something that got filed in the wrong place or stored as a, you know, some kind of imbalance. And so, you know, maybe if you're thinking, oh, what was it that was so crucial that happened then? Maybe it was just a little thing that's kind of been built on over the years. So consciously, you don't have to remember it. That's the beauty of energy work. The
mm-hmm.
wisdom of your spirit knows what it is. It's already lived through it. You don't have to live
you
through it.
You have to go back to the past.
No, I'm just moving it for you right now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? I just saw a little kink in your energy right there at 3 years old, so I just asked your energy. Oh, I do so much of this in my head. So I just asked, do I have permission to move that? Can we move it now? And your spirit said, yes, go. So
see, I thought it was something blocking my, I'm trying to open my third eye, and I don't know if that was related to it or what.
Kathy, that's a huge, trying to open your third eye.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, let me go back and see if that was a... Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because when I was checking on that, like sixth chakra right there, third eye, it felt really good to me. But then I went back and tested, oh, well, let me see, how was this a minute ago before we cleared that three-year-old thing? And yeah, there was a little glitch in the energy, but now it feels good.
Good.
There are a couple other chakras that were a little bit weak, but we got those. They're good. Just cleaned them up real quick.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of back problems all of a sudden, too, and I don't know what's going on. I've been going to the chiropractor now.
Yeah. Let's see.
Well, she just cleared you up, Kathy.
Okay.
Yes, we've cleared you.
Yeah, and there was something down in the lower chakra, chakra 2, which I usually check for back and stuff when that's out too, because those chakras are in the center of our bodies. And if listeners aren't aware of what those are, it's just energy centers that go from where you sit to the crown of your head. And so they bathe all the other organs around them in their light. So if something's happened to dim them a little bit, then the organs and the tissues and everything around them are not getting that bright light, that energy that they need from them. So, yeah, but I just cleared out whatever was in second chakra. I don't know what it was. I don't even know what they are a lot of times when I move things. It's like if it's ready to move and it's a lower vibration, let's move it out. And,
Thank you so much, Nikki, for your call. Oh, Carolyn, amazing. So we have another caller. Hold on just a second. And what is your name? You're on Reality Spirituality with Kathy. It's Carolyn Cooper and Rebecca Norrington. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your question for Carolyn, or what's your issue?
Well, I just have to say right quick, I really called because my husband has terrible sciatic pain, but he couldn't wait on the line any longer, so
aww.
I'm calling to, so we'll have to try you later. I'm calling to see what my blocks are to abundance. I'm trying to move forward in kind of a new, not a new career, but I'm seeming like I don't trust the process, you know. I don't know if it's impatience or just fear or doubt, and I would like some help with that.
Okay. I'll just tap in here if you don't mind and just
no.
Back in. Okay, so, and I always ask the energy, and I usually just say it in my head when I'm working with someone, but I'm asking for Rhonda's highest good. What is the best thing we can do for her right now is what I'm checking. Oh, yay, you have a bunch of ancestral on that. Wow, it just, whoo, they popped right in. Okay. Oh, you've got stuff on mom's side and dad's side, which we all do, but I just can clear it when it comes up, when it shows me where it is. It goes way back on mom's side. Okay. This has to do with feeling worthy and deserving to be financially abundant. And you've got something in your ancestry about feeling it's not okay with God to have wealth or have
Sounds
money.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to just clean that up because it is. God wants us to have joy. So
yes.
It's okay. All right. There's something else stuck there. Just a minute. Mom said we need. Yeah, there's something stuck on dad's side here. Just a second. Okay. So those are cleaned up. Anything else for Rhonda? All right. So, yeah, if I had you in a real session, like we could spend a little more time on that, but I'm kind of doing a super quick laser kind of what can we get right now. Do you mind if I send your husband a little dedication, which means it's kind of proxy work? He doesn't even need to be on the line as long
Please. I so appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, I just felt like, ooh, there's something there. Yeah, and I'm not saying, wow, I can, I don't physically diagnose anything, and I never claim to cure anything physically or anything. All I'm doing is picking up the energy, and then his physical body can do what it was created to do. It just feels like there's some blockage in the flow. Anything else? Yeah, he's got, oh, it feels like his immune system's down a little bit, too, so we're just going to see if we can clean up whatever's keeping that down and ramp that up for him. Okay. And also when I'm working on someone in front of, you know, a crowd or a radio audience or something like that, I'm very cautious to not say everything I'm seeing or finding or, you know, not that there's... not that there's
no, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Or anything, but...
Yeah. I understand.
So, yeah, do we need to... No, okay, so I just sent him a little dedication, and his spirit can pick that up or not. It's like when you say a prayer for someone, they can reject it or accept it. It feels like his energy is very open, and so that's in a good way, you know, to be able to accept. So I just cleared a little energy block for him and then cleaned up some ancestral stuff for you on the finances. You had quite a bit on both sides, actually, so
thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the call, Rhonda. Thank you, Carolyn. Oh, my goodness. This is, I want to have a turn, but I'm going to let that off.
I know. It's
yeah,
so much fun.
It is fun. I mean, it's in, oh, my goodness. You know, I'm sitting here, as soon as I started talking to you, I've just been smiling. I don't know if you can feel that, but it was smiling. I love when the universe just brings me gifted people and just gifts, period. So we have another caller, and we're going to go to our caller. And what is your first name?
Hi, good morning. My name is Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. And
Thank you.
On with Jeremy. And what is your... What's your challenge?
How can I serve you?
I have two, actually. I haven't been in a relationship with a man since 6 years. And also, I'd like to manifest money so I can help my sister because she doesn't have enough for her mortgage, and help my nieces and nephews and buy myself a car. And
okay. Noble. All right, let me check. And so you listed two things. So instead of me just jumping in, I'm going to ask your energy for Donna's highest good. What would be best to go to first? Oh, I kind of wanted to go to the relationship first, but it jumped to the money. So I'm going to follow where your energy is taking me. Okay. All right. There's always three words that I always check on. When it can be with money, it can be with just energy, anything, but allow, accept, and receive. And there's something, some little glitch on the words accept and receive. So we're going to open that up for you because you want to be able to accept and receive the good things in life. It's safe for me to have money. Yeah. I'm just going with what affirmations are popping in. For me, it's easier to plug in the positive and then the negative. If it's testing like, ooh, that's a weakness, that it doesn't mean that it's an untruth. It just means there's some doubt or worry or something from the past on this. So I'm putting in the positive affirmation, and it will automatically push out anything that does not align with it or does not agree with it. So you may have one affirmation going in and, you know, 100 old false untruths that are stuck in the subconscious leaving. So Simply Healed is very quick and easy that way because there's so much unspoken work going on at the time. Like, we don't have to delve into all those reasons why. We're just pushing them out the back door. Kind of like when you shine a flashlight in a dark room, you don't have to chase the dark away. The light has more power, it's a faster vibration, and it pushes the dark out of its way. So anyway, hopefully that explains a little bit. But so we're plugging in for you, I'm worthy, I'm deserving to have money, opportunities are all around for me, and safe for me. Sometimes allowing sister to carry some of her own stuff too. It feels like you might be a little bit heavy from carrying, not in a bad way. It's great to help your sister, but you don't want to carry too much of somebody else's stuff. Is there any? Yeah, there's not any generational popping up on that right now, so I'm just seeing. Yeah, I allow, accept, receive. It's safe for me. I'm worthy. I'm deserving. Yeah, okay, so it's telling me to move over to the relationship now since we're just doing a quickie little thing here. But so kind of got the top surface stuff off that we need to. And also I'm just kind of aligning your energy. Visualize yourself sitting in your new car. You don't even have to know exactly what make or model or anything like that. Just picture that feeling, that vibration of, ooh, how that will feel. Yay, I did it. I just want to make sure your energy is aligned with that vibration. Because if you're trying to create something or draw something to you, bring something into your life, and your vibration is lower than whatever that something is, it's incongruent. So I just want to make sure your energy is raised up and so you are congruent with that car or with helping your sister or with, you know, whatever it is that your goals for that. Okay, relationship. You've got some past. Yeah, there's some past incidences that just need to, there's some residue still there from some old stuff that needs to be moved, so we're just moving that out right now. Huh. Yeah, that was your stuck place on that, it felt like. It feels like you're good. It's safe for me to be in a relationship. This is easy and natural and comfortable for me. I'm good at relationships. I'm a great partner. I attract the ideal mate for me. Breathe. I can feel some stuff moving, so just breathe. So we just want you to be aligned with all those statements. And it felt like there was some weak energy or just some doubts. Yeah, we're just getting rid of the doubts because you don't need those. And I am, let's see, yeah, I am a good partner. I am the ideal partner for someone else. That, yeah, just trusting the universe brings you together. Okay, good. That feels much better.
Yeah, I feel lighter, too.
Oh, good. Those are the words I love to hear. I feel lighter. So thanks, Donna.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Donna. Thank you so much. You know, I was listening to something you were saying on your go with the flow or live with the flow. Live with the flow radio. And you
living
were saying,
in the flow.
Living in the flow. Thank you. You're talking about cleaning out a closet or cleaning your house. You know, when we all have our house that's a little bit clunky, a little bit messy. We keep adding, and then when we do clean it up, it feels so good. That is a feeling that I think everyone can relate to. It is a great feeling. We have actually a few more people, but you know what? I'm going to hold on a second. I'm going to bring on another listener. And thank you so much, Carolyn. This is just great for my audience. I'm just speaking for them, and we are grateful for you and grateful for your energy and grateful for who you are. And thank you so much for your time, for sharing and just lightening us up and clearing us out. Hold on a second.
Oh,
we have
my privilege. I love it.
And what is your name? Your Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hello? Okay, well, maybe they got shy or maybe they don't want to speak. But anyway, Carolyn, guess what?
What?
It's my turn.
Woohoo! Okay,
yay.
Bring it on.
Okay, so let me relax and close my eyes. And my issues are, I've been teaching aerobics for, almost 30 years, and my body, I don't do a lot of stretching. I do a lot of, you know, I'm a boot camp, hardcore kind of girl, and the neck is a little tight and, just a little tight. But even more importantly, I could live with a stiff neck if I had more money. So,
okay.
Yeah, help me, Carolyn, help me.
Okay. Okay, let me take a look and see what wants to be moved and cleaned up. And I love that you're a fitness instructor because you told me you had seen that on my, yeah, I was a certified instructor for 22 years. Loved it. So much fun. But
yeah.
Now I'm so busy doing what I do that I still work out, but not, I just don't teach it. Okay.
Wait a minute. I was just going to say, you know what's interesting about that is if I'm not teaching, I don't work out. I mean, I love to teach, but I do not like working out. So I teach cycle and I teach the water classes. I have a boot camp aqua class, but I don't like exercising. But yeah, okay. Enough about that.
Well, maybe you just have a block on the exercising unless you're teaching. So let's just move that while we're at it.
Clean me up.
Okay. Alrighty. I bet you're a great teacher too. I'd love to come to one of your classes. You'd probably kick my butt though.
Yeah, but you have so much fun doing it. You have so much fun. Trust me, I enjoy it. It's like it's a show for me. It's entertainment for me. I love it.
Yeah, I get that. Fun. Okay, so I'm checking it's going to money first on you. You've got some generational stuff. Something coming up on father's side. About 23 generations back, so that's we go back way further than that, but that's pretty far back. If you consider a generation as like 20 to 25 years and then times that by 23, that's pretty far back. Let's see, we don't need any more information on it, just wanted that moved. So let's just plug in some affirmations here about it. It's safe for me to have money. I'm good with money. I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable being a wealthy woman. I let go. Oh, that's interesting. I let go of fear of negative judgment from others about how I make my money or how I spend my money. Let's just make sure that's good and solid. That's good. Okay. Anything with neck? Anything else? Okay, so now I'm moving over to the neck. Sorry, I forget because I do a lot of this in my head. When I'm with a client, I'm actually speaking to them, but when I'm just going really quick like this, these little quick laser sessions, sometimes I forget, and so you'll hear me kind of whispering to myself or talking to the energy, so I'll try to talk more to you. There's something in... Yeah, just neck always represents, you know, being able to see things from all angles, being able to look at all sides of an issue and being very flexible, and you seem like a very flexible gal to me. So, there's just a little something stuck, and I'm asking if I need to figure out what it is. It's saying no, just clear it. Okay. And anything else? Nope, it's not showing me anything else there. So anything else with the neck, anything else with money, anything else with exercising? No, that's all. You're pretty clean, Rebecca. So there's not a ton of, you know, there's nothing deep dark in there anyway. But, yeah, unless anything else comes to your mind.
Health? How about health? I feel healthy. Health?
Okay. Your adrenals feel a little weak. I'm not diagnosing. I'm just looking at the energy of them, but that's not a big deal. That just means there's some lower vibration energy around that we're just going to dust off and clean up so the adrenals can go, oh, hi, here I am, and jump back to their optimal where it should be. But you're probably a gal on the go a lot, so... That affects your adrenals too. Anything else specifically to check? No, can't find anything else. It's good.
Oh,
yay!
Thank you. Yeah, I feel lighter, and I also felt like a warmness. I was closing my eyes, and I felt a warmness.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Carolyn. I love that. I love 23 generations. Wow. How impressive that I carried that for all those years.
Well, and what's so neat about the generational work is, so we cleared that from you, but since that goes back 23 generations, think how many other people we're carrying that. It doesn't go to every single person. Sometimes it'll skip a generation, and not all the kids in the same family inherit the same DNA exactly. But so we're going that far back. Anybody from that ancestor to you in the family tree that also, you know, got some of that trickle-down effect of that, we just pulled that flawed thread out of the whole family tapestry. So we not only worked on you today, we also cleared whatever that issue was for people you don't even know, you know, like fifth cousins, you know, far away or whatever, cousins, siblings, children, you know, we took it out of the line so future great-grandchildren or whatever, you know, it won't be passed down because now that flawed thread is totally removed. So it's really amazing, powerful work. It's neat.
So now that you're saying that, I have a son, and he has the same issues. He's actually, you know, younger. Of course, he's younger, but he's living in New York, and the same issues with the with the finances, and can you help him out too, even though he's not on the phone?
Sure. Yep. I do that all the time. Just ask permission from his energy. And it's really rare when you get a no, because our spirits are so wise. And if someone's asking, can we have permission to hand you this gift, and you can look at it and decide what parts of it you do or don't want to accept, and it's a higher vibration, most often people's spirits are going to say, oh yeah, I'll look at that gift, I'll accept that gift. So that's what's his first name? Do you
his
I can work
Nathan.
On him without knowing, but
Nathan.
What?
His name is Nathan.
Okay. And he doesn't mind that we're doing this on the radio.
No, he doesn't. He's just like his mommy. I mean, in this sense, always into alternative, but yes, he doesn't mind.
Okay, all right. So I'm just checking his. Yeah, I like his energy.
Yeah, connected.
There's something here about just being. Wow. What is that? It's not generational. It feels very something to do with masculine and standing in that power and being worthy and accepting the good things that come to you. And so I'm just checking to see. Oftentimes when we do generational work on ourselves, if our children happen to be carrying that, it automatically clears for them, as I explained before.
Mm.
So I know with my kids, they have a lot of things cleaned up just from me clearing issues on myself. But, yeah. So is he in a career that he really likes? Is he?
He graduated from NYU, and so he's musical theater, and so he does a lot of odd jobs, but he doesn't have a specific career right now. He actually teaches yoga, but he would really like to be, you know, he's a performer. He's a performer.
Okay. That's what I was, that's interesting that you say that, just because, that's probably why his energy feels so, there's a lilt or a lightness. A levity, that's the word. There's kind of a levity to his energy that is fun. Sometimes I don't know how to describe, like I said before, sometimes I don't have the words to actually describe what I'm feeling. It's more of a feeling than a word. But, okay. And so let's plug in for him, too. I make great money doing something I love. I find that with artists and musicians a lot, that there's kind of this disconnect that, well, this is what I love, but you can't really make a really great living at that unless you're, like, way up at the top. You can, so we want to plug that in for him. I can make great money doing something I love. Great at this craft, and all the opportunities are here for me. I see and acknowledge my own skills, talents, gifts. I recognize my own gifts and talents, and others seek me out for my skills and gifts and talents. Yeah, and I step into that, and it's safe for me, and it's fun for me, and it's easy and natural and comfortable for me. Yeah, I'm just plugging these in as we go along. It didn't feel like there was a big negative block on that, but it just felt like a disconnect, like it wasn't quite stepping into that as much as he could yet. And maybe that's also because he just graduated and he hasn't quite, you know, time hasn't been there yet for him to actually do that. But, yeah, that feels a lot better.
Okay,
oh, he's cool.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you. Oh, my goodness, this is great. Let me go back to the caller. Thank you so much. And I have a little bit of that, too, about making money doing something that I love. I have the same, but now I don't. I'm clear, right? I'm clear. I'm cleared out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's always it's kind of like when I do a quick little thing on someone, it's like there may be some more things that aren't jumping out right now because the energy knows we don't have the time for it, but there's, you know, I'm always like, okay, what's the most important thing that we can get right now in the few minutes that we have? So, yeah, but I just, when you said that, I just checked to make sure you were hooked up with that now, too, of it's, yeah, I easily make great money doing something I love. And that it's okay to do that, yes. Yeah, we get these old ancestral ideas, or sometimes not even ancestral, that it has to be a struggle, that, you know, you have to work hard to earn your living. And so that struggle energy in a lot of us is what needs to be released and moved. And because we know it consciously. We know in our brain, we keep hearing it that, oh, you know, do what you love and the money will come. But then in our subconscious, a lot of people still have that, oh, yeah, but you have to work like a dog and, you know, I'll have to have a second job because I can't just do what I love. And all that's only true if it's our belief pattern. So let's get rid of that belief pattern and reset the energy, reweave the energy, is how I like to say it, to something more productive and helpful and positive.
I love that. I love that. You know, I have a question now. When someone has a session with you, do they need to have continuing sessions, or is it just one time, or how does?
That's a great question. Actually, when I was doing a lot of sessions, and for a lot of years I did a lot of sessions. In fact, I quit once for about a year and a half a few years back, and I really missed the personal connection with clients. And so then I started taking clients again on maybe 3 days a week, 2 or 3 days a week. But I got so filled up. Like, I just had an online scheduler. People would go online, and I was backed up for like 6 months. So I actually quit a couple of years ago in August, but I still had people scheduled until December. So, and now it's been a couple of years, and I'm to where, oh, I kind of miss that personal connection with people again. So I may start doing them again on a limited time, but where my schedule would get so full, people couldn't, you know, they'd get in, but it wasn't like they could get in week after week after week or anything. And that's not really how my work works anyway. Most of my clients, to finally answer your question, most of my clients would call for a tune-up like every 3 or 4 months, maybe, because we could clear and align and balance so much for them in one session that they could just sail with that for quite a while. And then life happens. And not everybody, just because they're calling for a tune-up, it doesn't mean, oh, everything's a mess. It could mean, oh, I'm looking for a new job. I just want to make sure my energy is really great and I'm emitting a really good signal when I go in for an interview. Or, oh, my daughter's getting married. I want to make sure the energy's really nice and good for the wedding. You know, it could be good things. It doesn't always have to be something tragic.
It's like going to the chiropractor, and you go to the chiropractor just to have a few adjustments, and you just feel lighter. It's just like just cleaning the closet out, cleaning the room. I love this.
Preventative. Some people, I will say though, some people have a lot of stuff when they start out, and they maybe want like a 3-package. You know, they maybe want 3 sessions within a few weeks of each other just to start out to get a really good clean foundation. So, you know, everybody's a little bit different how they want to schedule, and I always just leave it up to the person of how often they want to have an appointment, because that's for them to determine how they feel, not for me to determine.
Right. You know, you're talking about going back and having a connection with people. You must, as an individual, must feel so good helping and serving hundreds and thousands of people. And just, how does that feel, being able to touch so many people and serve so many people with this wonderful gift that you have?
Oh, I love what I do. You can tell. It's so rewarding. It's so fun. And bottom line for me, though, is God's the healer. I'm not the healer. I'm only a helper. So, you know, I get a lot of emails from people or notes from people, oh, thank you so much, you helped me so much. And I love that, and it makes my heart feel happy. But I also know that I can only do what I do because God's the healer, and I just tap into that. You know, so for me, my ego can't get all wrapped up in that, because it's like, it's not my work. It's God's work. I'm just helping. I'm just being a listening ear. I'm just being an instrument for Him. Mm-hmm. So that's how I see it.
I love that answer, and I totally understand what you're saying. You are the instrument that God uses, the instrument that the universe uses to assist. Like you're the one, you're the wire, you know, the poster, the plug. You plug in to this source, to this energy, and you are just an instrument. I love that.
Yeah. But I think we all are, in whatever walks of life, we, you know, it's not like I'm such a special instrument. It's like, I believe everybody is, because God gave us all different gifts, and you know, when we step in and use those, you know, like your gifts, you're being able to reach all these people through your radio show. It's great. It's, you know, good work. It's great stuff. And through your classes, you know, how fun would that be? Come to one of those. I think we're all instruments in our own unique things that we've been blessed with, that we can share with our fellow men and women.
I believe that too, that we all are gifted. We actually all are gifts, and it's interesting. I spent a lot of my life, you know, wondering, what's my purpose? Why am I here? What are my gifts? And I was living it, but I just hadn't. It's like Dorothy with the Wizard of Oz. You know, you have the power all the time. You just don't realize it. Sometimes it's just the universe is saying, you've been doing it. You've been teaching. You've been entertaining. Yeah. You've been helping. You've been talking. All of it. Don't you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that, though. I love that. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. I can't believe it. The hour went by like...
Bummer.
I know. Gee whiz. Such a pleasure to meet you and connect with you. Is there anything... I want to tell my audience, too, that you can go to Carolyn Cooper's website, and it is Carolyn Cooper... spelled Carolyn Cooper, Cooper.com, and you can get more information. And you said you offer classes to teach people how to heal energy, how to be an energy healer?
Yeah, I have. Well, I actually do a monthly group call on a different topic, you know, like weight loss. We have one coming up in a few weeks on talents and creativity, stepping into your talents, relationships, finances. Anyway, that's a good place for people to start. I do kind of a little group session every month, and then I have an online energy healing basics, clean and simple course, which is a great place for people to start too if they want to learn. And that's a prerequisite to my 4-day live intensive. And yeah, the live classes is where you learn the advanced skills. And then if you want to be certified and be a certified Simply Healed practitioner, I have a business course and stuff that you can go on to also as an option if you want to do that. So, yeah.
Perfect. Well, you might be finding me on this website, and
that would be great.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I want to thank you again, Carolyn, for being on the show, and thank you for your time, and thank you for all of your information. And my listeners, the chat room is open, and the calls are just keep coming. We can't get to everyone, but I promise to have Carolyn on again if she would like. And
that would be awesome.
Good. And also, for my listeners, if you want my free monthly newsletter, just go to info@RebeccaNorrington.com and sign up for that. Until next time, remember that one of the greatest gifts from the universe is your ability to choose. And so in any given situation, in any circumstance, in any relationship, you get to choose how you want to react and how you want to feel. And you are so powerful, my dear listeners. So let's start living this life. Let's start spending the rest of these precious moments choosing, and choosing happiness, and choosing to be open, and choosing to have the highest vibration, and just choosing just to smile and be grateful for every single day. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. Spirituality. It's a new experience.